Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
This is the Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils on XS Manchester. Thank you very much for joining us here on Thursday at 6 o'clock. And it's not just me, I've got the lovely Webby with me today in the studio. Hello, Webby.
Hello, Joseph.
And I've got Gareth Drinkwater as well. Good evening, Gaz.
Hello, Joseph.
Oh, Gaz has not even turned you up. Right, today on the show, we're going to be talking...
I always try to, Gaz.
Today on the show, it's very simple. We're going to be talking all things Manchester United till 7 o'clock. And when I say us, it is your football phone-in. Manchester United fans, give us a call now. 0345 111 7625. If you call us nice and early, we'll make sure you get on the football phone-in. If you are listening, the number is 0345 111 7625. If you're watching on YouTube, the number will be scrolling across your screens throughout the whole show. And don't be shy, come and give us a call. Last week's show was the kind of the first positive show of the season we've had here in the Full-Time Devils, and we want to continue it as well. So come and have your say. Stuff we want to be talking about. Well, obviously it's January transfer window. Not much going on there. Would you like to see anything going on there? And it's crunch time for Ollie. So many media press and so many headlines about this is his first test. I want to know United fans' confidence going into it. Who has really shone for you about the United squad and who you'd like to start for Manchester United? And any topics you want to talk about, you lead this show. This is your show. So make sure you get your calls in nice and early. Webby, Gaz, the lads have been taking maybe a well-earned a trip to Dubai. It's not a holiday though. They've been out training and working and looking at different ways of tactics and
making stupid videos.
Making videos.
You know what, mate? Right, since you've just struggled to describe what they're doing in Dubai, then I'm holding nothing against you. What is it that they actually do?
No one's really told us what they're doing in Dubai. They're going out to train, but I don't know why they're training in Dubai. That could be different
to
training.
To do with the weather, I guess. It's warm weather, but how can it make that much of a difference?
If anyone knows what they're doing in Dubai, 0345 111 7625. Crunch time against Spurs, gentlemen. I want to know by the end of the show maybe what you believe will happen at Wembley, and also talking about who do you think deserves the spot in Ollie's team. It's his first big match. Who is going to get in the starting 11? Before that, we're going to just take our first caller because they're coming in thick and fast. Chris is on the line. Hello, Chris.
Hi, mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. So we want to talk about Spurs. Tell me about what you want to say today on the Full-Time Devils takeover.
Yeah, there's a few things I want to say, mate. The first thing I want to speak about Solskjaer and the way he's changed the ethos of the club. I feel like it's the first time United feels like United since Fergie's left. I think the appointment of Phelan and the bringing Fergie back in just having a little chat with the players, it's all positive. And the fans at United will forgive anything if you play in the right way. And I just like the way he's brought this the right attacking ethos back to United. And I think Spurs away is our first big real test, but you know, if we go there and play in the right way and we come away and we lose 3-2, I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? As long as we go there and play the way we should be playing and be fit of the United team.
Yeah, it's just seeing the players, you know, playing like they want to be wearing the shirt, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, mate, yeah. The first time since Fergie's actually left, I actually felt like I'm watching United again. But there were some games with Mourinho in charge, mate. I was falling asleep watching him.
It was hard, but
I just like the way his whole attitude is correct. And I don't know if he'll get the full-time job, but he's definitely making a claim for himself. And if he goes to Spurs and gets a positive result, I personally think we could probably win that game if we go there and get our best players play in the right way. I think we could possibly get a result, but I don't fear going to Spurs away at the minute. I think we could be able to get a result there.
Hey, Chris, I just got going on about Sunday's game. Obviously, we should come in with it very fresh. You know, we've had this hot weather training in Dubai. They've had an hard game on Tuesday night against Chelsea, you know. So, but looking at, I think if you look at the semi-final there from the other year, we went there and we got the victory, you know. They was at home in the cup semi-final. We played well. We need our big players to turn up. And I think, I can't see us losing. I'm not saying we're going to win, but I'd be happy with a point down there because Spurs are playing every 3 or 4 days, you know. That's what successful teams do, you know what I mean? And the Chelsea did give them a run around for most of the game, and I really fancy our chances with the pace we have up front. If he goes Martial and Rashford on either side, Lukaku down the middle, I think we could cause him a lot of problems.
Do you agree, Chris?
Yeah, well, I went to that Spurs game at the semi-final last year, and I watched us against Spurs back then, and that day we turned up and we played, you know, probably one of the best performances I've done to Mourinho that day. And man for man, player for player, I don't think there's much difference between the squads. In fact, in the forward areas, I think we're better. It's just at the back where we're lacking, but that's why we might as well go for it. We might as well go and attack Spurs and see what we get out of it, because there's no way they're playing for United at the minute, which is great to watch, but a bit nervy at the same time.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly how we're going to attack the game, isn't it? You'd think. I can't see Ole Gunnar Solskjaer going at it in any other way. However, you've got to think that he's probably capable of some sort of pragmatism. I mean, the guy managed Mulder, and I know it sounds ridiculous because it's such a lesser level than Manchester United, but they're still a team that were challenging for the league title during the majority of Solskjaer's season. So surely during that time, Solskjaer has had to play slightly more defensive football and had to see certain games out. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he does it against Spurs. If we are in a position where we're about 1-0 in the 60th minute, I'm very interested to see how Solskjaer's going to approach the game.
See, that's why you've got the man feeling there, you know. He's been there, done it, won the T-shirt. He will set up in the right manner. I'm not just saying that we're going to go out of guns up. A lot of United fans might think that, but if we do that against Spurs, we could get onto a good hammering. And I think it'll be set up well. And like I said, if we go at them, I don't think everyone goes on about our defence. You know, their defence isn't any great shape. You know, with a bit of pace behind them. You know what I mean?
Very good defence. Yeah. I think them at Spurs, we were after a couple of them, weren't we?
Yeah, but we're only after a couple of them because they're cheap. You know, they're cheap players, you know what I mean? None of those players should be near Manchester United Football Club. You know, under Fergie, you wouldn't have had any of them. You know, none of them will come to us. You know, I can guarantee
I think you could say that their defence, though. I think every man in their defence is probably better than the same man in our defence.
Yeah, we're going to get on centre-halves now with a guy called Kyle, but I want to say thank you to Chris for your call. Gaz, you're going to be on the comments all the time, so if you want anything...
What's said about me, then?
Well, no, I can see Zach's just said here on the comments, wonder how long it's going to take someone to guff out the studio like last week. Everyone... be very, very well behaved, and I'm looking at you, Webby. Kyle, you want to speak about centre-halves, don't you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think, yeah, like I say, Happy New Year, guys. Anyway.
Happy New Year, Kyle.
I spoke to you guys just before Christmas. I think it's brilliant to actually watch United now. I think it was the right decision, obviously, second Mourinho. And like I say, how they're playing and everything, it's just, that is how United should play. The attacking football and everything like that. At the moment, when I'm watching them now, since Ollie took over, I can't see us losing. Mm-hmm. I really can't see us losing. But I still think, you know, at the back, we do need to sort of get in maybe 2 or 3 centre-halves. So I'm not really convinced with Smalling, Jones and Lindelof, really. You need some really good centre-backs at the back. And then I could sort of sit back and think, right, yeah, we're going to challenge for the title now.
What do you think the situation will be with the centre-backs, mate? Do you think that we'll be bringing one in January? Or, well, I mean, the transfer window's open now.
Well, it'd be nice to actually get one in January, yeah. I think. I think there's talk of, is it Cully Bally, is it, from
yes.
Napoli? But I could probably see him coming in the summer, but maybe go for Toby from Tottenham. I still think that's what United needs to do. I think our attacking force is really good, unstoppable. But it's just at the back, when you've got Smalling and Jones, I'm just not convinced with them. You know, when we do come up against the likes of PSG, you know, the cities again, obviously Liverpool, it's, you know, I'm not really convinced with them, you know, playing at the back, really. I think we still need to strengthen it.
Keep having this nightmare for that PSG game with Neymar running at Jones.
That is a nightmare.
You know, the thing about Chris Smalling as well, then, you mentioned, and I do specify Chris Smalling as opposed to Phil Jones, because I just don't think Phil Jones is good enough for United at all. But as for Chris Smalling, he could sort of redeem himself as a Manchester United player if he was actually played as like a squad player. If you had Chris Smalling as our third or fourth choice centre back, That's a brilliant third or fourth choice centre back to have, Chris Smalling.
He's the best of what we got.
Do you agree, yeah, Kyle? Best of what we got,
Smalling.
I don't know. Lindelof's all right.
Yeah, but Lindelof's just won last few games, like last six or seven games. But Smalling has been the best. Unfortunately, what they've had for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I can take that. Yeah, but like I said, you know, moving forward, I think to actually, you know, watch and play anything is exciting because I just, you know, since when Mourinho was there, it was just like, oh God, are we going to lose? I think we're going to lose this game. Yeah. But since Ollie took over, it's actually nice. You know, I can just see, hopefully, United can just go all the way now. Just go for it. Maybe go for the Champions League, go for the FA Cup. Just try and do something. But I wouldn't want to get Pochettino in. I want Ollie to stay because I think Pochettino would just be like another Mourinho or another Van Gaal. You need someone who knows the club, who's been at the club, won the trophies. You know, he bleeds United. You know, that's who you need in, you know, to be the manager.
To manage Manchester United. Manager.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. Yeah, I really don't want him to sort of, you know, go in. I think, is it May or June?
Hey Kyle, let's see how you feel in a month's time.
Yeah, Kyle.
Might have changed.
Kyle, thank you very much for your call. People in the comment section want to talk about Fosu Mensah and maybe his return to Old Trafford. Okay. If anyone wants to have a say on Fosu Mensah, give us a call 0345 111 7625. We'd love to know if anyone's been keeping an eye on him whilst he's on loan, and do you think he's good enough for Manchester United? And if you can't call, put it in the comments and Gaz will read it out. But love to get you on. This is your show. 0345 111 7625. And the centre backs are obviously, that sort of nightmare that Webby has.
Benjamin's commented as well. He says, it's easy to forget that under Van Gaal, Chris Smalling looked brilliant beside Daley Blind. Is that come into what you said before, Webby, about him being our best centre-half over the last few years?
It probably is. I was upset when we got rid of Blind, to be honest. You know, I thought he was a decent player, a player you need in your squad, can play various positions, you know. And he seemed, after that Bristol City, game when we got beat, he got absolutely crucified. I don't think he played for us again. Mm-hmm. You know, when Mourinho just didn't fancy him. But I used to like Blind. But Smalling, you know, obviously he has his moments. So does most of our back four, unfortunately. But he's the best of what we got. And it will be a right touch if he's fit for Spurs on Sunday. A right touch, believe you me.
Yes. Right, we're going to speak to Joseph on the line. Hello, Joseph.
Hi guys,
happy new year. Happy new year to you, mate. Right, let's just have a chat about centre backs. Who do you think should be in playing for Manchester United against Spurs, and who do you think maybe we should get?
Well, who knows about this Sunday? It seems to. I'm personally a big fan of Lindelof and Bailly. I think they're two. I think it's very easy for us to forget they are two young centre backs. And if I was, you know, on the board and had any, you know, kind of say in the matter, I would be bringing in Alderweireld for 25 million. I know he's old, but for that sort of money.
So can we get him 25 mil?
That's his buyout clause now.
Is it really?
Now they've extended that contract for 1 year.
Oh,
that's not his buyout clause.
Oh,
but he's getting on, isn't he, though?
He's 30 years old. I'd bring him in just to play alongside Lindelof and Bailly, because they need to be playing alongside an experienced centre back where they can get that experience. And by the time Alderweireld needs to go, then you've got two ready-made centre backs. Rojo, Jones, Smalling, personally, absolutely nowhere near it. You know, I've not gone for years, but I follow this team home and away in Europe, and I've seen some horrendous centre backs in the last few years.
And they are up there with the worst. So 25 million for Alderweireld then. For you guys, does that scream a bargain? Or?
I was totally unaware of that release clause, mate.
Yeah, the release clause, it's only just sort of kicked in over the last week when he signed the extension.
25 million for a 30-year-old player who's had quite a bit of experience playing at the top of the Premier League, I think is an absolute steal.
Yeah.
We got Van Persie for more than that.
I was thinking that
he's not going to have the same effects as Van Persie, especially because he's a defender. However, mate, 25 million for a player that's probably got minimum two great seasons left in him, probably longer than that, really, if he keeps himself fit. I wouldn't stiff at that 25 million, but I do still like the idea of getting Koulibaly in.
Yes. Damien is on the line. Hello. Oh, by the way, thank you, Joseph, for your call, mate. Damien, you're now on the line, full-time Devils. 0345-111-7625 if you're listening. And the number is across the bottom if you're watching on YouTube.
Just one thing about Alderweireld then, because I was literally just learning about that release clause. The people in the comments have corrected me. That release clause is only activated this summer. I didn't know that.
In the summer. Right, let's go to Damien, mate. You want to speak about Foster Menza. Talk to me about him and what you think. Has he got a future at United?
Yeah, you said if somebody wanted to mention him.
Yeah, please, please.
Has he got a future at United? I don't think he's got what it takes to be a United player, really. Just because he doesn't have the vision.
Okay.
He's one of those football players that's an athlete without the vision. Don't get me wrong, he's the last person you'd want to play against. Yeah. But like Casemiro, Fernandinho showed that you need more to play the number six role. You've got to be able to, you know, have the vision to play the pass that even bypasses the midfield.
What would you do with Foster Menza now then? Would you try and get a bit of money for him? Would you sell him on? Or would you bring him back to the squad and just see if he can do it?
It's a difficult one because I always think that you can't teach vision.
Yeah.
But people like Raheem Sterling seem to get away with it, playing in a really good team. But I think United have to be ruthless. You know, we have a top heavy squad, and as much as we aren't the type of club to just turn our back on players and, you know, leave our players crying in a penalty spot in a final when they make a few mistakes.
We've got to be ruthless.
You know, we've got to, you know, think about put the club first and foremost. And unfortunately, he's not there.
If you look, Damien, he was obviously getting quite a lot of games under Van Gaal, and he gave the penalty away in the semi-final against Everton. Luckily, Lukaku missed that day. He was never seen again.
No.
He was never seen again, and he cooked out of some injury. But if you can't get a game for Fulham,
yeah,
exactly. You might as well call it a day.
And I'll be honest, I don't really trust many of the defenders who played well under that Van Gaal period. We mentioned before, didn't we, Chris Smalling? Yeah. But you also remember that game against Arsenal when we had Paddy McNair, Chris Smalling and Tyler Blackett, and they played absolutely brilliant. And we
maybe
thought
it was just Van Gaal. Damien, so you are confident with the centre-backs that we, obviously not that we got, but we've got no choice. The game against Spurs on the weekend, who would you play in your defensive lineup?
Well, I think we've already got two options, haven't we? I mean, obviously Lindelof's in there. I mean, I don't know what Smalling...
Smalling's fit again.
Bayer's suspended as well.
Smalling seems to kind of do well when he shouldn't do well, shouldn't he? when we're scared of a forward, whether he's big or whatever, Smalling always seems to do a little bit better than he should. Talking about centre-backs, the thing that bothers me is everyone's talking about Koulibaly and all the rest of it. There's absolutely, you know, we're not going to do that. You know, the penny-pinching that's gone on in this club, and people say, oh, we spent this money, spent that money. We only spend money if it's to save money. Mm. Yeah, Edward. Yeah, the look on Edward Wood's face at Anfield was, "You are messing up my money, Jose. So I'm going to give you 22 million. You can go." And I tell you what centre back we're going to buy this month. That's the cheapest one we can get. Whether that's Manolas, whether that's giving them Spurs the 40 for Toby. We're going to get the cheapest one we can get. And people are going to go, oh, the board are great. They've bought us this player. Aren't they great? And it's like, no, they're not great. They're spending 40 so that they can recoup 300 in future deals or existing deals.
That is,
you know,
exactly.
Jose was a massive problem at his club. Everybody knows that it's not the be-all and end-all. Don't get fooled. But I think it's like, oh, we bought Sanchez because we saved £90 million on the Griezmann deal.
And we saw, you know, we saw in the figures recently as well just how much money is still being taken out of the club to pay off debts.
Don't get me going on that.
Don't get where we going on that. Damien, thank you very much for your call. Right, so we're going to take a little break. And it'll only be a couple of minutes. Whilst you take a little break, there's two things you need to do. You need to give us a call, 0345 111 7625. That is 0345 111 7625. Get your calls in nice and early. We've got 40 minutes left. We want to speak to as many United fans as possible. This is your football phone in with myself, Webby, Gaz. And whilst we have a little break, there'll be, if you're watching online, put it in the comment section. If you're listening, 87711. Produced ever signed this week in January 2006. That has gone so quick. Is he our best ever left back?
Nope.
Well, Webby, don't ruin the talking point. Is he our best ever left back? Put it in the comment section. And if you disagree like Webby,
no.
Who do you believe? And you disagree like Gaz, who do you believe is? In the comments and 87711 on the text. See you in about 2 minutes.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the Full-Time Devils Takeover of the Manchester Football Social. This is the Full-Time Devils phone-in where every Thursday, 6 till 7, you run the show. You give us a call wherever you are in the world, 0345-111-7625, and you just simply come on and have your say about Manchester United. We've got Robert in America who's going to be on the line. We're going to speak to him very shortly. I want to talk now about the little question I asked you before the break, and that was about left-backs ever signed for United this week, all the way back in 2006. It seems so far away. But who is the best left-back United have ever had? Is it Evra? Gaz, what are you saying and what are people saying in the comments?
So the period of time that I really was properly getting into football, like I got my first season ticket United in 2006. So yep. Like Evra is properly like prime me going to watch United. He was there. So I'm going to say Evra because I've seen so much of him. He was absolutely brilliant. Got us multiple Champions League finals. Incredible player. Who can forget the only good moment of David Moyes' tenure was because of Patrice Evra. And also, he's a legend on Instagram. So I would say Patrice Evra myself. However, based on what I hear and obviously the games that I've seen of Dennis Irwin playing, it does seem like they are probably on the same level in terms of ability, but Dennis Irwin could take the set pieces and he was both footed, so maybe you could say Dennis Irwin has the edge.
Obviously, I'm going to say Irwin, great player. Great price we got him for, left back, right back, unbelievable. 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10 every week. But great player I grew up watching, over 500 games for United, Arthur Albiston.
Oof.
Great left full back. You know, to pay 500 games for our club, it's no mean feat, and he did it. And a great player, and he's a lovely bloke as well. So I'd say Irwin, but you can't look past Arthur Albiston neither.
People saying in the comments, Gaz.
Great shout. There's no one who shouted Albiston in the comments. And for a player that's played over 500 games for United, that is brilliant. Ryan Moore says Irwin, different class. Every day is the same, says Irwin, obviously. Another one, Irwin class. And D Miz says Fabio.
Fabio, lovely. Right, let's go to Robert. I know he's in America. He's in West Palm Beach in Florida. Robert, I bet it's lovely over there. Talk to us, mate. What do you want to say on the Full-Time Devils Takeover?
Well, first off, I want to say it's like 75 degrees here. So
cheers, Robert.
Cheers, Robert. Yeah, it's absolutely chucking it down in Manchester.
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to give a shout-out to Ashley Young. I know he gets a lot of hate. But I just appreciate the fact that he's able to cover left back, right back, left wing, right wing, and it allows us to have like more people on the bench because now you don't have to have like so many people covering just the one-for-one replacement. So I think we need to keep players like him and De Herrera. I think Fosu Mensah, who's able to cover like three different positions, he seems like a good bet to keep. He's also, you know, somebody from the academy. I think that's helpful. And then, you know, I just kind of wanted to know, like, your opinion on, like, what's happening with the director of football. What's going on with that situation?
Yeah, we've not heard anything since it came out that the club was actually looking for one. We've not heard a single thing yet, have we? But do you reckon it'll come alongside the manager announcement, maybe? Do you reckon that's how long they'll wait?
You would think you would want the director of football in before they have a manager, right? Because they want them to direct the direction of the club. I mean, you know, I know that they're looking a lot of different places. The guy from Roma, I think, was a shot. Maybe somebody from Atletico, somebody from Southampton. They were looking at a lot of different players, but I really want the director of football in before you get the manager in.
Yes.
And also, the manager I really like right now is Solskjaer. I really like the system he's playing, and I like the fact that he's like still tying it into Alex Ferguson and still like keeping in and integrating all of the coaches that we already have. We don't have to change anything.
Robert, thank you very much for your call, mate.
Enjoy the sunshine.
And thank you for calling the Full-Time Devils Takeover. Give us a bell soon. Ateel.
Yes.
You nearly dropped your phone didn't you?
What's happening?
I'm good, mate. So, you want to talk about the defence, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, that's correct.
We'll take the lead.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Basically, I've got a massive concern for Sunday, right? I'm feeling confident. The only edginess is because of the defence, right? I'm still undecided who to play. I mean, Smalling and Bailly suspended, Smalling injured. So, personally, I would start with Jones and Lindelof.
Yeah.
But
That is a worry, that Jones and Lindelof, though, isn't it? What are your thoughts on Lindelof, mate? How good do you think he's been in recent weeks?
Mate, we don't call him Iceman for no reason. He's absolutely mint. He's absolutely mint, mate.
Who's we?
That took me by surprise, that, mate. You call him Iceman because he's mint?
He's absolutely amazing. Honestly, he's one of... You know, since we bought him, right? Since United bought him, he's been absolutely mint. He had a couple of rough patches, but apart from that, it's been really good. So I would definitely start with Lindelof, and I'd start with Phil Jones. And another thing I'd like to talk about today is Ollie Stott. I'd give him a job on permanent.
You give him the job right now. You give him the job, would you?
Of course I would. You know, Jose's gone. You know, the whole atmosphere, the smiles on the faces. You know, everyone's back. Everyone wants to play for Solly. You know, they want to do well. They're pushing for everything Solly's telling them. They're doing it. So, you know, what more can you need? You know, he knows the United way, the traditional wing play, attacking, everything. So I'd definitely give it to Ollie.
Right, well, Atil, thank you very much for your call, mate. They don't call him a mint Iceman for nothing. What a line. Love you, Atil. Give us a call back soon later on.
Who calls him that?
Don't know, but I'm going to call him it now. Atil, legend. Levy.
Hi.
How you doing, mate? Let's talk about what you want to chat about, and that's the social media side of United fans.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily the social media side. It was just after the game against Reading, you know, there was lots of negative comments from some of our own fans, and I thought it was a bit unfair. I mean, Ollie said it in the press conference after. He said he made it hard for the lads because he played them. You know, he played a team that hasn't played together before. You know, I think we should back our players a little bit more. I mean, we're just coming out of a really dark time, and, you know, it's going to take time. So I just hope fans listening just have a bit more belief and not get, you know, on the back of these players that hard. You know, Fred didn't have the best game. We all wish he could do a lot better. But, you know, it takes time. Lindelof didn't have a good first season, but look how he's come through the season. And, I just thought it was a bit unfair, you know, the way some of the fans were, you know, just, you know, you don't expect it to be 100% all the time.
No, you don't.
There was maybe like a slight over-exaggeration, like anyone saying that we should ship Mata to Spain after that one game. I don't think we should be doing that just based on one game. If anything, there were more positives that came from it after, actually, for me, because we actually didn't perform well and still got the win.
Did he say ship?
Yeah, he said ship.
With a P.
I dumped it, basically. Because I was reading. I was reading who's coming up next, and looked at me like it was the scariest thing going. It's dumped. So sorry to my boss, who'll get an email saying I dumped something.
Going on about what you said then about the reaction of fans on social media, imagine if it was around in the 70s. You know, when we were a poor team, you know, in the 80s, when we were a cup team on the big run. We're exploding every Saturday. You know, if you're not phoning up after 20 minutes, he's rubbish, he's going, get rid of him, why is he starting? Let's enjoy the ride under Ollie. We moaned about it for years under the last three previous managers. You know, let's enjoy this ride. Where it takes us, we don't know. But let's enjoy it.
Can I just say, Levy, thank you very much for your call, top man. Right, we're going to go over to a little chat with Matt. Matt, you okay, mate?
Hey, Dan, guys, you
right? Yeah, very well, mate. So, Matt, you're full-time Devils. What do you want to talk about? You can talk about anything you like.
Yeah, no, literally, I know we've obviously got a big test against Tottenham at the weekend. And obviously, I would say, with Boy picking up since that red card, was it against Newcastle, was it?
Yeah.
Potentially, obviously have your main defence at the back, like obviously Phil Jones. There's another defender who I haven't seen for a while, and that is Marcus Rojo.
Marcus Rojo.
He's a doubt, to be fair, for the game against Spurs, but I wouldn't mind seeing Marcus Rojo, but alongside Phil Jones, I don't know about that, mate.
Phil
Jones, give me the shakes then by saying that.
I mean, to be honest, there was another player who did, because I came to the Reading game last weekend, basically, and I thought another player who did impress me when they came on was that Chong.
You excited to see Chong? Yeah. Matt, thank you very much for your call, mate. Told that we're on in a chippy in Manchester in Deansgate. So if you're listening, chippy, give us a call. Mine's Pringles a cod and chips and peas. Right, let's go to our next caller. Remember, keep them coming in because we want to speak to as many of you as we can. We've got loads in so far, about 8 callers. We're going to try and get as many as we can. Deansgate chippy, you legends. Tom, you okay, mate?
Hello.
Hello, mate. You're through to the full-time Devils. Come and have your say.
I just want to put a bit of a point forward for Ollie getting the job. I know it's early days and et cetera, and I know a lot of United fans want Pochettino, but my main point is we tried the so-called big-name managers. We've tried the CV managers in Van Gaal and Mourinho. And if I was to ask you the question, who are Real Madrid and Barcelona's managers right now, not many people would be able to tell you that. And I think that speaks volumes, personally. I don't think we need a big name. We need someone that knows the club. I think that's a great point that has to be put forward. So I just want to know what you guys think on that.
That's a very interesting point there. What you've made about Barcelona and Real Madrid's managers. I like that, although to be fair, I do think Jose Mourinho will be Real Madrid manager very, very soon. I agree that I think our criteria for our next manager should be, well, we should be looking at what has the big problem been over the last three managers, and that was a real lack of attacking identity at Manchester United. So our next manager, that should be top of the list of things they need about them. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has proven already he can do it in his first 5 games. We've just not seen it against the big teams because he's not had opportunity to yet. It's not all going on this Spurs game, but we will see him play in a few big games before the end of the season. And I remember being sat in this exact place saying, no, there's no way we should give Ole Gunnar Solskjaer the job permanently. As soon as we got rid of Jose Mourinho, I said there's no way, we should stick to the plan, we should have him in for 6 months and get Pochettino. But now, mate, honestly, I'm a couple of wins from being full on Ollie in.
This is funny. Go on then, Tom, sorry.
So look at Pep Guardiola. Barcelona gave him the chance.
Exactly.
Real Madrid gave Zidane the chance. So why don't we give Ollie the chance and groom our own manager? I mean,
Tommy's speaking our language.
It's so romantic. Aww. I love it to work, but I'm just scared in the back of my head that Ollie gets the job and completely messes it up.
I think if he keeps an old head with him, I think he'll do fine. You know what I mean? If Ollie stays, then Phelan has to stay.
Yeah.
No good Phelan going.
Exactly.
Phelan has to stay a part of the group. We need that old head. You can see it now. Phelan will play a major part in, not say team selection, but team tactics on Sunday at Tottenham. You know, he's been there and done it, so if Ollie stays, Mr. Phelan stays as well.
Listen, Justin, we've got a Spurs fan listening to our show. Spurs fan listens to your live broadcast. Unbelievably arrogant United fans. I can't see us losing. Behave up, planet you on. Mate, you haven't won a bowl of soup. That's what Webby would say. Gaz.
Well, there's got another Spurs fan here as well. He says, Pochettino, in your dreams, mate, who do Spurs think they are? Delusions of grandeur. Do you really think that someone's going up to Pochettino, putting a Man United contract on his table and he's going, nah, I'm happy at Tottenham. Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Get back in your place.
Temi, you're on the phone. Do you agree with us?
Yes, I do. Hello, good evening. How are you
guys? Yes, Temi. Good man. Good to speak to you, mate.
Thank you very much for taking my call, because actually this is the first time I've been on the phone calling another station, because I was actually not allowed to call on the station because you guys don't do scripted show, do you? You actually say the truth.
We say the truth. We don't script it. Exactly. You can say the truth. Don't say anything too truthful. Go on. What do you want to say?
I just like to say I'm very feeling confident going to Spurs, and this is the first time I'm feeling full of confidence. And no matter what the result is, I know I will enjoy the game. Yes. For the first time in 6 years, things have changed. I cannot believe how things have changed in a matter of 3-4 weeks. For what has been happening to the club for the past 6 years. It's been unbelievable. This is the first time I have such a buzz around. I'm so full of joy to now watch United, and it's just unbelievable.
Score prediction, Temi, before we get into our predictions. What do you think the score is going to be then?
I am just hoping, for the love of me, 2-1 to us.
2-1 for the love of you.
I love the point you made there, though, mate, about knowing that we might not get the win. We might even lose, but at least we're confident they're going to put everything into it. And that's all we want as United fans, isn't it?
But win.
Yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong, right? We want them to win, but at what cost?
At what cost, indeed. Listen, Temi, thank you very much for giving us a call. You'll give us a call next week, won't you?
Yeah, we'll do, we'll do. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We have 3 points in the bag. Right, I got, I think it's Vushy coming up, but we are going to take that after the break. He's calling from Dubai. Maybe he's seen them out in training.
Maybe.
Vush, if you're there, we'll get to you very soon. Hope I'm saying your name right. Andy Cole. Let's go to a question, by the way.
Thought you were about to say we're about to go to Andy Cole then.
I just got confused. Let's talk about the fact that he needs to take a little break, but I want to ask you a question that you can be answering during the break. So you can be answering the question and you can also be calling us 0345 111 7625. We've only got 20 minutes left of your calls, so get them in now, please. Get them in. Call us. Right, Andy Cole signed this week in 1995. Who scored more goals for Manchester United, Ronaldo or Andy Cole? Your answer in the comment section, please. 87711. We'll speak to you right after this.
Access Manchester.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the XS Manchester Football Social. It is the Full Time Devils takeover. It happens every Thursday, 6 till 7, live streamed on YouTube for your pleasure. Also on the radio and a podcast, so if you miss it, go and watch it again and subscribe to Full Time Devils. I'm joined every week by Gaz and Webby, the gentleman in the studio. How are we? Are we okay?
Yeah, good.
The question I asked you before the break was, who has scored more goals for Manchester United? Is it Andy Cole or Cristiano Ronaldo? Gaz, you go first.
I'm going to go Ronaldo.
You're going to go Ronaldo?
I'll go Andrew Cole.
Andrew Cole. So I can tell you, Ronaldo had 118 goals for Manchester United. This is in total. And your man, Andy Cole, Webber, you were correct. 121 goals for Manchester United.
That was close.
Yeah. Another tip there for you, Webby. Right, coming up in this section, we're obviously going to be talking about the Spurs game that is just around the corner for Manchester United. Ollie's final test. I think we can get Ollie's first test, sorry, not final. Sorry about that.
Exactly.
I think we can get a couple more calls in for you as well. Get the calls in, 0345 111 7625. Come and have your say. I reckon we can get two more calls in this section as well. We're going to go over to Dubai. We should have. Now, how do we say your name? Vushy?
Bush.
From Dubai, where United are at the minute. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Yeah, thank you very much for calling Full Time Devils. Have you seen any United squad out and about?
And unfortunately, I have not. But I'm very excited that they have come to Dubai for their winter training. And I hope they have had a good time here.
Yes, indeed. So what do you want to talk about today? Do you want to talk about United's current form?
So, United's current form is actually one thing which I am very confident about, but what I want to talk about is us winning against Spurs.
You think we'll do it?
Us winning against... I think they will. We should be winning around 2-1. That's the score I expect.
2-1, eh? That'd be all right then if you go to Wembley and get a 2-1 win. Isn't it? Everyone's saying 2-1 at the minute. Who do you think needs to play for United?
Because of the reason... So I feel Rashford will score one and Martial will score one.
You've even got the score predictions down to a T as well, Bush.
Rain, man.
Yeah, they weren't that good, were they, Bush? One way of putting it, I suppose. Well, that's two in one show. Bush, thank you very much for your call, mate. And make sure you subscribe to Full Time Devils and keep watching the show.
Language is choice tonight.
The language tonight is terrible. Anyone listening on the radio doesn't have a clue what we're talking about, so we will move on. Let's talk about Tottenham against Manchester United. Not the final challenge for Ollie, like I just said. The first challenge. And Gaz, you're always optimistic. You will go into this game. How?
I don't want to put too much on this game. It's only one game of football, isn't it? But Ollie has shown already everything that needs to be shown by a Manchester United manager for me. The football has been as good as it's been since it was under Alex Ferguson. Maybe better at times than that last season, actually. But the only question is big games. How is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer do it in the big games? Is he going to be able to be a pragmatic manager? Because at the minute, it's total freedom, almost too much freedom, to the point that we're barely keeping any clean sheets, which I don't have a problem with. But when you're coming up against the big teams with a leaky defence, that's when it can cause major issues for you. But I'm going to find it very hard to stay calm and not be fully going for the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in crowd and be fully involved in that if we get the win. Because if we get the win, I think I'm going to be shouting it from the rooftops. Give this man the job now.
Indeed. So let me talk to you, Webby, about Manchester United. Who do you expect to play beyond the team sheet for Ole?
I expect, I said it with Adam and Chris last week, let's go at Spurs, you know, we've got the firepower, we've got the pace. I'd go with a, obviously there's going to be people thinking about the back four, does Smalling come in if he's fit, does Jones start, that'll sort itself out, you know, but the top three what will hurt him is Lukaku, Martial and Rashford, you know, that will hurt Spurs, believe you me, you know. Like I said, I can't see us getting beat. I know these Tottenham fans are coming on here. It's not being arrogant. We've just got our mojo back. You know, we've had like 3 or 4 years of dour football where we'd take anything, you know what I mean? But now we've got our mojo back. We're playing decent football and a big test comes against Spurs. No disrespect. Spurs on the day can beat anyone. They've proved that. But you know, but they're playing a Manchester United team full of happy players expressing themselves. You know, so I'm expecting a good game and I fancy us not to get beat. Like I said, I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I fancy us to maybe get a draw.
For you guys, the players that you'd find on that pitch for Manchester United that are going to get the result for Ollie, is there a way you'd like to see him line up in his attacking lineup? He has played about with Lukaku and obviously Sanchez played against Reading and then Lingard and Martial and Rashford. He's got a bit of a headache there, I suppose.
He does.
But there's pictures of Rashford, Lingard and Martial sat round the one that Rashford talked about when he said that the manager told him about the treble. He made a bit of a laugh about that. Do you think that might be the front three for Ollie?
I'd really like that as a front three as well. Rashford, Lingard and Martial, with Martial playing as the striker, because I think Rashford not only under Solskjaer has looked brilliant, but he's showing traits that make him think this guy isn't a striker turned winger. He is an out and out winger. We've seen him at times just absolutely ripping people right on the touchline, creating goals with great crosses. Obviously, the one that people will talk about is that little elastico that he did, that he managed to play into the box for Paul Pogba. But we've seen it as well on occasions where he's been on the left hand side and he's going around the man and he's whipping it in on his left foot. So I think Marcus Rashford could potentially be a man for that left-hand side position, that left-wing position for United for quite a few years now. But that is what I'd play. I'd play Rashford, Martial and Lingard. The only change there may be Sanchez in for Lingard.
Good question. Get your comments, by the way, if you believe that should be the attacking lineup. We've got a couple of minutes left. 0345 111 7625. We can try and squeeze you on last minute. Ollie will go against Poch, and we don't want to dawn on this too much because there is a big debate on the Full Time Devils. You should go watch that. As soon as this program is finished, head over to Full Time Devils YouTube and go watch the big debate. But for you, Webby, let's get your say on that one. He's going against the man that the media suggest could be the new Manchester United manager. It's Ole against Poch. Do you think he'll have that in the back of his head?
Not really, you know. Let's have it right. 3 or 4 weeks ago, Solskjaer was thinking about Christmas with his family. Nothing to his mind that he was going to be Man United's interim manager for 6 months. Yeah, but it's good to be stepped up, because people are going to talk about Pochettino. All right, they play great football, but they've not won anything. You know, I keep going on about this Newcastle team in the 90s, and they should have won the league, but they never. You know, so let's see. Don't get me wrong. Pochettino's a good manager, but until he starts putting silverware into the club's trophy room, then you can't really judge him as a great manager. He can play great football, but so did Newcastle, so did Liverpool. You know, so I think Solskjaer. If I'd love Solskjaer to stay for what he's done, obviously, but if he stays, like I said before, we've got to have that old Edward stays with him. Yeah. I'll be happy with that. But the word on the street is that Pochettino's coming, and you know, that's the word on the street. So it might happen. It'll cost a lot of money, but if you want to dine and play with the best teams in England and Europe, you've got to pay the best. And at the moment, Pochettino's that man. Allegedly.
Guys, what are people saying in the comment section? Anyone comment about the front three they want to play?
Yeah, there are a few people telling me as well that Marcus Rashford's been playing number 9. Yeah, but what I'm talking about are the traits that he's been showing. As soon as you see the guy drift out wide, he does some unbelievable thing. I think we should be playing him as a winger, because I think he's a proper winger, Marcus Rashford. People in the comments say Martial, Lingard, Rashford, Martial, Lukaku, Alexis. I don't know how you can drop Rashford personally, but Nick Archer says Sanchez on right wing. We play him top dollar. Go putting a shift in on the right. Yeah, I do think that, you know, you could argue for Sanchez being in that team.
Yep. So, before we get Webby's final word, because that's how we'll end the show today, can I speak to you guys? Prediction, please.
Mate, I think that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has massive respect for the heritage of Manchester United. And something that is embedded in the heritage of Manchester United is thrashing Tottenham Hotspur. So I think that is what Ole Gunnar Solskjaar is going to do this weekend.
I'm really going to regret all this.
You know what?
No, you're not.
Right, no, I'm not going to say foot. I'll say three. I'll
three
say 3-0. No, 3-1.
3-1.
But we'll play much better.
Webby?
It's not my score. Then,
it's not your score.
I'm thinking about it. I'm going Desmond, mate.
Desmond. Right, so we are going to leave things with you, Webby. Here's what I want to say. I want to say thank you very much for giving us a call. We are on every Thursday, 6 p.m. GMT time. Give GMP. Us a GMP. Good morning, Piers. Give us a call whenever you want, 0345-111-7625. Come and have your say next week. Hopefully we'll be speaking about 3 points against Spurs. Guys, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you for calling. Webby, your final word.
Yeah, final thoughts. Obviously, we've got some massive games coming up now at Old Trafford over the next couple of months. Just be careful, people, buying tickets online and not actually knowing the people. You know, you see it all the time, people getting that. Just think about it. You're not going to give some money a stranger for a coat or a pair of trainers, so please do not give it for football tickets. Just use your head. If you're coming over and you've got to pay over the odds, which is scandalous, meet him on the day of the game. Good night.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.